This is Natalia Hepworth for BYU Idaho Radio, and in the studio with me today, I have Logan Anderson, who is the co-owner of the Corn Dog Company here in Rexburg and Idaho Falls.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Awesome. Well, Logan, actually, before we get into the company, let's just talk a little bit about you and Green Corn Rexburg and all the things. Tell me about yourself.
Yeah, so I've lived in Rexburg most of my life, actually just outside of Rexburg, out in Hibbard. I was 7 years old when we moved here. My dad actually works on campus, so that's what brought us up here. Graduated at Madison High School a little bit ago, graduated in 2013. I've loved Rexburg. I love the community. It seems like everyone knows each other, especially if people have been here for a while. The main thing I love about Rexburg is just the atmosphere. Like, everyone's happy. It seems like everyone's, like I mentioned, they know each other, and there's just a positive vibe around Rexburg, and I've been blessed to live here for so many years.
Absolutely. There's a positive vibe when the sun is out. We'll say that. So, no, I'm kidding.
Yeah,
no,
don't ask me about wintertime. We'll skip that.
You said it's not world's best corn dogs, or was it, and then it transformed into this company?
Correct. So it's not world's best. They're a totally separate, different company. That's one of the main things, is people were confused a little bit when we were parked there next to JB's. They were saying, hey, world's best is back. They're back. So that's not us. I know some people still confuse us with world's best. But they went to Boise and Ashton a couple years ago. So I reached out to the owner that owns that property and just asked if we could park our corn dog trailer over there. And he was down for it. He was happy to have a corn dog trailer back again. And we're hoping Rexburg does well. I know it's a big community. There's a lot of college kids for sure. So bringing that to Rexburg, I know there's a lot of places to eat already, but we're hoping that, you know, we can make it unique for people and they can come and we can satisfy their needs. And about 5 minutes is all, just from ordering something to getting their food. It's pretty quick, which is why I think it's convenient to have a food truck here in Rexburg. Is people are always on the go, so sometimes they just want something quick instead of sitting down at a restaurant or having to spend a lot of money. They can just come here and get something affordable for a quick price and a quick trip. So
good. So tell me about some of the background behind the company and a little bit of the history. How did it get started? Where did the idea come from? And the original recipes that you guys use?
Yeah, so my other business partner, Michael, he started it in 2019 here in East Idaho. Originally, like you mentioned before, it started in Idaho Falls. That was one of our first locations that he got set up. And then he brought me on board a few years ago. I started just as an employee and kind of worked my way up. It's our first year in Rexburg, so we're excited to be here. Again, the sun's out today, so we're hoping it's busy today as we officially kick off. But we love the community. That's why we brought it up here to Rexburg, is because we want to give back. We want people to see something, especially a food truck, something that's new that they can go eat. And it's been a fun business. I've enjoyed it just because we actually have a few trailers in East Idaho. We're always trying to go to events. Anytime people reach out to us, we want to be at that event. It helps us with our marketing. It helps us get the word out just so people can see our trailer and say, hey, the Corn Dog Company, I've had them in a small town or a big town. I know who they are, and I'm glad they're here. So that's a little bit of the history. It started over here, and yeah, we're trying to continue to grow it and get things rolling.
That's great. So are you guys in other states then?
Yeah. So it's a franchise. So there's some there's a couple in Hawaii. It's mostly the Western states. Idaho, I think, has most of them, regarding which state has the most. And then there's some in Utah, California, Hawaii, and I know a couple in Texas. So we're hoping to get around the country more for sure.
That's wonderful. So it sounds like you've obviously been successful. It's a franchise that started in East Idaho. So that's extremely exciting. I feel like sometimes people think, you know, not a lot of big things can come from a small community. But obviously your company goes to show that that's not true. So that's great. So if people have seen your, do I call it a food truck or a trailer? What's the appropriate name?
I call it a food truck, but okay. Either one works for me.
Okay. So the design has, like, it's like a honeycomb on the outside. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, that's the big thing is the honeycomb. Of course, we have honey. Some people, so anything on our menu, I always tell people it's good with honey on it. Anything, even our kettle chips. Some people still put honey on their kettle chips, but when you think of a corn dog, you think of the ketchup and mustard. I drench mine in mustard still, but occasionally I'll put some honey on it. That's what's unique about our, like I mentioned, it's unique just because you can put honey on anything on the menu. Some people might think it's disgusting until they try it, and then pretty soon they're saying, they're telling their friends, hey, you got to go to the corn dog company and put honey on your corn dog because it's so delicious.
Right.
And again, that's what brings people back because it's unique and it's delicious having the honey on their corn dog.
So does it go on top or is it actually in the batter itself? Can you tell us that?
Yeah. So our menu or our trailer, it says try the honey dog. So it's just any corn dog with honey on it. I can tell you a little bit about the batter. One thing is there is not honey in it. So it's just any corn dog with honey. I always say do what you usually do. Put ketchup or mustard or both on it and then add a little honey. The nice thing too is the cheeses are delicious with honey because some people get a fried cheese and they just eat it plain. Then I'll mention, hey, feel free to try some honey on that. And then next thing you know, that's all they're getting when they get another cheese bomb is adding a bunch of honey to it.
Wow. So I think you're taking the fear of adding honey sauce to basically anything. So that's awesome. That's great. So as far as you starting out as somebody who worked there as an employee and becoming a part owner, tell me about that transition and why you decided to continue to further yourself within this company specifically. What about it made you want to stick around?
So I went to BYU Idaho as well. I graduated in business with the emphasis in marketing. I've always loved food and I've always loved cooking. My first time working at the corn dog trailer was actually at an event and just seeing how a business can bring in so many people, especially when they like the product. That's one thing that with this job, it seems like everyone that stops by says, hey, we love your corn dogs. I don't think I've had someone say, I don't like their corn dogs. So having so many people come to the trailer just got me excited. Like, hey, we can grow this. We can get more trailers going. So people in surrounding towns can also have a chance to eat corn dogs. Like you mentioned, I started as an employee and I had to start with the $10 an hour is all. So that was kind of rough at first, but I knew eventually, hey, this is growing and I can work my way up to where I was an employee, then I moved up to a manager, and then it was just growing so fast that eventually I talked to Michael and just mentioned, hey, I'd love to be a part owner or business partner with this company. And so far, so good. It's been great.
Good. That's wonderful. So if you've never been there before, I discovered you guys while I was walking past. I've seen your trailer there. And I've known that to be like a corn dog place. To be honest, I've never actually ordered a corn dog anywhere. It is like, I don't go seeking it out.
Uh-huh.
But tell me why I should convert to corn dogism and why I should get a corn dog from your place. And maybe what is the most ordered thing on your menu?
Yeah, good question. So I'll answer your last question. So the most popular thing is the Epic, just because it's a foot long. It's an all beef corn dog. The Epic and the mini is just a regular size. Some people think the mini is like 2 or 3 inches. No, it's a regular size. Those are two most popular corn dog wise. As far as why you should come to the corn dog company, it's because I've said it before. It's unique. It's you get what you pay for. Some people might complain that the prices might be a little too much, but they don't know all the good stuff that goes in the batter, the process of getting things up and rolling. So that's the other thing too. I've worked the trailer for 2 months now and I've probably had one corn dog is all. I want to say you don't get sick of it, but maybe just when you're working in the trailer all day and smelling the corn dogs, you might get sick of it. But I've had a lot of people in Idaho Falls that are regular, that stop by weekly. And it's because it's delicious. It's not a Sonic or, you know, any other store or place that sells corn dogs. I think it's just because ours are actually hand dipped. Some people might get confused that they're just frozen and we throw them in the fryer, but that's not the case. It's hand dipped. It's delicious and crunchy, and hopefully it's good enough that people keep coming back.
Well, if they're thinking that it's frozen, that means that you probably dip it really, really well.
Yeah.
Like, the shape of it probably comes out perfectly.
Consistently, yep, the same every time if it was frozen.
No, I think that's cool. So as far as your process, will you walk us through that a little bit more, the from scratch process?
Regarding just dipping a dog?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Or what kind of hot dogs do you use? You said you use all beef. Do you have a very specific brand that you use?
It's just a Costco brand.
Nice.
So the process is easy. So we try to open at 11 o'clock. That's our goal. So about 10:15, that's when we start the fryers. Whoever's working, we want to make sure that the bins are full. So we have a fridge where we have our batter in it. And then next to it, we have a few bins that are full of corn dogs. So or hot dogs. So we actually buy our chopsticks from Amazon, because some people are confused what we use to stick it with. It's just chopsticks. So we'll stick our dogs, make sure we have enough through the day, make sure our batter's topped off, because last thing you want to do is open and there's not enough batter, there's not enough dogs, and people are ordering and you're having to stick dogs and having them have to wait another minute just for you to cook a corn dog. But it's a simple process. Once you make the batter, you get that full, you stick the dogs. We have four different types of hot dogs that we use, and whatever one they order, we already have it ready in the fridge, to where you just dip it, throw it in the fryer, cook for 4 minutes, and then give it to the customer.
Okay, very nice. Pretty simple, nothing crazy. So you said you also had fried cheese on your menu. What else? Do you have fries?
Yes, we have, So our fried cheese is called the cheese bomb. A lot of people are confused what a cheese bomb is. So if you're listening and you're wondering what it is, it's just a fried cheese stick. So we have cheddar, mozzarella, or pepper jack. As far as the other things on our menu, we have fried Baby Bell cheese pops, which is personally my wife's favorite, if you put honey on it. My favorite thing is the pepper jack cheese bomb. Same thing, just add some honey to it. It's delicious. We don't have French fries, but we have our homemade kettle chips, where it's just a potato skin that we fry and sprinkle with salt. Those are very addicting. It's hard to not work all day and just snack on them all day. And then we also have drinks. The other thing that's not very popular that we thought would be our desserts. I think it's just because it's at the bottom of our menu, so people don't like to read the whole menu. So we have fried Snickers, Milky Ways, Three Musketeer, and also Oreos. So those, I always tell people, they're very filling. You take one bite and it's just so rich. It seems like you take one bite and you're full. Those are delicious. Again, with or without honey, it's still delicious. And
honey on top of a Snickers. That's crazy.
Yeah. It's just funny. Because the candy bars, we'll just call it the fried candy bars. It's funny because it kind of looks like a corn dog when we serve it to people, just because we have to stick it with a chopstick, and they still think it's a corn dog. So they might be, I got the Snickers, not a corn dog. And I'm saying, well,
this is the Snickers. This food is fair food? Like, how would you say that it's similar or different than fair food, maybe?
Yeah, it's definitely fair food. Especially in Idaho Falls, that's probably our busiest location right now. People love it just because there's a lot of people that come to the trailer and mention, you know, the fair's not in 4 months, but I still want a good corn dog. And even when they do go to the fair, I mean, not talking bad on competition over at the fair, but some people stop at our booth. We're not in the fair right now, but they stop at our booth before going to the fair just so they can get a corn dog for the day. And
wow,
that's what I love is, I've mentioned it, people love our food and they talk highly about it, and hopefully they're telling their friends about it so we can get more traffic and just keep building our brand.
Yeah, absolutely. Good. Well, where can people find you online?
So we are the Corn Dog Company East Idaho. We're on Facebook, Instagram. We're currently working on Snapchat just to see.
You don't want to be real.
Oh, not yet. I'm not. I don't even have that myself. I'm not on TikTok.
Because we're millennials. Everybody on campus has a B-roll.
I guess so. But yeah, the corn dog company, East Idaho, you can find us there. We always tell people to reach out if you want to leave a review or if you have an event coming up. But that's where you can find us.
And then what about your winter hours? You're open all winter.
So we're going to try it out this year. In the past, we closed. We went till Halloween, and then we closed, and we opened back up in March. This year, we're going to try it out. Especially Rexburg. I mean, who wants to get out of their car when it's 2 degrees outside? So we're going to see how it goes. Hopefully, eating a warm corn dog can warm people up. And hopefully, it was like this last winter where it didn't snow too much. So we're going to play that by ear. We're hoping we can stay busy. But at the same time, we understand if it slows down and people don't want to get out of their car and freeze.
Absolutely. Yeah, totally. Anything else that you'd like to add?
Just if you're listening, I mean, we're going to figure out ways where we can get more students involved, whether that's a discount or something like that, where it's a buy one, get one free. So anyway, we want people to stop by. We love supporting local businesses and hope that they support us too. So we'd be happy to serve people and give them a delicious corn dog.
Well, you're always welcome to bring samples to the radio station. And I'm excited to try it. I'm going to come by tomorrow. I get to film inside the trailer so you guys can watch for that video. But thank you again. This was Logan Anderson. He is with the Corn Dog Company in Idaho Falls and Rexburg. And this is Natalia for BYU Idaho Radio.